Most jurisdictions set limits on hours of work. Now, at a minimum, they specify how many hours an employee can work at any one time and over the course of a week. Now, experience and research, however, have found that to ensure employee health and safety, a much more comprehensive and nuanced approach is required. For example, duty hours of pilots are limited, but research has shown that 10 or 12 hours of flight time during the day is not the same as 10 or 12 hours of flight time at night. The U.S. regulations now specify fewer duty hours for nighttime flying. There are also many inter-individual differences. Consider morning and evening types, for example. Each person may work 12 hours from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m., but the evening type will be much more fatigued, particularly in the morning, because they have been forced to forgo 3 or 4 hours off their sleep. Another factor to consider is the timing of rest time. Even though shift workers may have a full 12 hours of rest, if the rest time occurs during the day after a night shift, they may not get the rest that they need. If you want to know more about fatigue management, I'd be happy to help so that everyone can sleep better, feel better, and work better